With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The annual rally in support of keeping public lands publicly owned at the state capitol today filled the building's rotunda with chanting supporters.
Keep public lands in public hands! Keep public lands in public hands!
Organized by the Montana Wilderness Association, the event is intended to show solidarity among many different types of public lands users against efforts to sell or transfer federal public lands or give management authority over them to states or private entities. Governor Steve Bullock was the keynote speaker.
Proposals to transfer our public lands or study the transfer of public lands have no place in this building and no place in Montana.
The Wilderness Association says it expects Thompson Falls Republican Senator Jennifer Fielder to introduce two resolutions supporting transferring or studying transfer of federal public lands into the current legislative session. Fielder is the CEO of the Utah-based American Lands Council, which advocates for less federal land ownership. Today, Fielder tweeted that, quote, Montana's air, land, wildlife, and people are suffering because of federal bureaucracy. The Montana House today endorsed a bill that would require the governor to reimburse the state for any use of the state airplane that includes campaign stops. Representative Brad Cheetah said the bill was not directed at Governor Steve Bullock, who cannot seek re-election. Critics said the bill was too vague and would lead to numerous complaints. The bill faces a vote on third reading before it moves to the Senate. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana's U.S. senators are split on the Trump administration's temporary ban on travelers from seven Muslim-majority countries. Yesterday, Bozeman Republican Steve Daines issued a statement saying, quote, "We are at war with Islamic extremists, and anything less than 100% verification of these refugees' backgrounds put our national security at risk. We need to take the time to examine our existing programs to ensure terrorists aren't entering our country. The safety of the U.S. citizens must be our number one priority," unquote. Democrat John Tester from Big Sandy tweeted yesterday, quote, "This executive order is having harmful consequences on children and brave allies who are helping us fight terrorism. We must take strong steps to protect our nation from those who want to harm us, but we cannot sacrifice our religious freedom and our American values," unquote. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke has not made a public statement on the travel ban. At the University of Montana, Journalism School Dean Larry Abramson is circulating a petition that says,
"We support the continued presence of foreign scholars and students on our campus, and that we support UM's statement in opposition to the ban."
That statement, issued by University Interim President Sheila Stearns, says, in part, that UM shares deep concerns about President Trump's policy. It says more than 17,000 students from the countries the travel ban targets studied at U.S. universities during the 2015-16 school year. The statement goes on to say that, quote, "Our nation's universities are enriched and strengthened by the talent, insight, and culture that international faculty, researchers, and staff bring, and that, as a matter of fairness and in accord with the values of this nation, the decision that bans these current visa and green card holders from returning for 90 days should be promptly reconsidered," unquote. You can read the entire statement on our website, mtpr.org.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana lawmakers were asked to create a team to review child deaths and near deaths due to abuse and neglect today. A proposed bill would put together a 17-member commission to help the state identify trends and make recommendations for changes in policies regarding child abuse. Billings Democrat Kathy Kelker is the bill's sponsor.
This is one bill that should have bipartisan support. The Montana legislature should step up, do the right thing, and get this commission up and working. The time has come to put these children first.
The measure was the top recommendation of the Protect Montana Kids Commission, which was appointed by Governor Steve Bullock last year to review and help improve the state's ailing child protection system. Kelker says the review board would be paid for with a federal grant and would include social workers, law enforcement, medical professionals, and foster parents.
This group will be able to dig deep into the issues and provide fact-based recommendations to inform how child abuse cases are handled in the future.
The House Judiciary Committee did not act on the bill today. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Missoula and Bitterroot Valleys, as well as the Sealy, Swan, and Lower Clark Fork regions beginning at 11 p.m. tonight. Here's Dave Noble, a meteorologist from the National Weather Service's Missoula office.
We're expecting snow to develop late tonight into Tuesday morning, and it's going to be moderate to heavy intensities at times. and we're expecting 5 to 9 inches for the Missoula Valley into the northern Bitterroot Valley, and then 4 to 6 inches for the southern Bitterroot Valley.
The storm is due to the combined effects of a cold front and Pacific moisture moving into the area.
The winds are going to start to kick up by tomorrow afternoon, evening, and could see some pretty gusty winds, especially in the canyons. So that's going to cause blowing snow, reducing visibilities at times.
Noble says to be prepared for travel delays tomorrow morning with slick conditions and low visibility from the falling snow. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news, visit mtpr.org, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at MT Public Radio. Thanks for listening.